Hello.
Hi, Angel. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And you?
I'm good. I'm good. I hope you're enjoying your Friday. You ready for the Easter weekend? Yeah? Maybe?
Not really. Yeah.
You're not barbecuing this weekend? Come on. Everybody barbecues for Easter.
No, not over here. We stopped doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Aw.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't want to keep you too long. I know we talked the other day, right? Did you ever get a chance to speak with Heido about what we talked about? I did try calling him and I left him a message, but I didn't hear back.
I did mention it to him, and he said it sounds good and all that, but he's not 100% sure, if it's actually going to work out with us.
Okay.
Since, we're a new company, who knows if lots of people are going to have, trust with us being new and like all that. So.
Yeah. So he's just concerned with, are people going to trust you guys enough to hire you, right, for the work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's understandable, right? But you guys got to start somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I don't know. I've hired people, me myself personally, even when I got plumbing done, I hired a company that only had a year or two, right? And when it comes to your plumbing, you think people would want someone with a little bit more experience, but you know, it's also what sold me with that guy was his confidence. You know what I mean? And that he could get the job done. I know you guys have only been 1 month in business. You know what I mean? But especially I think of it at this time of the year, especially Angel, me personally, I do spring cleaning, right? So I call people to come and haul away junk. You know, just because, I mean, you know this, in Anaheim, if I try to rent a dumpster, you know the dumpster rentals, from Republic?
It's about
$100. It's $100 for the smaller one. The next size up, I'm looking at about $400 or more. And that small one, you know how many times I got to fill that up? You know what I mean?
How many times?
I'm telling you, the little one, and I've gotten it before, I literally filled it up with just a couple of things, and it was full.
Oh,
I had no more room. So
yeah.
I literally, to me, I spent more money doing it like that than if I was hiring someone to just say, hey, can you come and haul it? What are usually your rates? Do you mind if I ask you?
Well,
does it depend on the load or?
Yeah. Like if it was just a fridge or a couch or something, then depending on the distance, it's somewhere between 100 to 150.
Okay.
But then if you have lots of stuff, then it depends on the load and all that.
Yeah, because the dumping fees, right? When you go to go dump, they charge you by the pound, no? Or by the ton or whatever? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just curious because I had one of our friends, she actually had a guy that he's her handyman guy, and he told me in Spanish, I'll fill up my truck with what I can and I'll charge you $230. He said, I'm not really making anything off of it because just the dumping fees alone are pretty expensive, right?
Yeah.
Is what he was telling me, so.
But then there's some. Yeah, if it's a fridge or a washer or something that could be taken to a recycle center, then we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. We could probably try out like the thing that you told me about.
Yeah, and again, it's something, you know, like I said, I know, like, how's, are you getting anything off of the Angies? Have you gotten anything off of that yet?
No, not really.
No? Yeah.
No, we just have to pay for the lead, and...
How have the leads been?
They're pretty expensive, and, like, out of, like, 10 people that I've texted, I've only got a reply from one, but
no
I
way.
Guess they think it's too expensive or something. Yeah.
Really? What's the
yeah.
lead cost? What's been the cost of the leads, like the average or the range?
You're going to find like around $25 per lead.
Mm-hmm. And if you
and
get
then,
10 of those?
That'd be
like $250, right?
Like $250, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. Just like if like we're just dependent off of that,
mm-hmm.
then the bill racks up. And if you're not getting any jobs, well, then it's even worse.
Yeah. Then now you're working to pay them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I had told you, Heidel. Because I'm looking at Heidel's name. I know I had told you, Angel, $299, right, with a $99 setup fee.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, okay? What if, because I get these two credits a month that I could use for, like, a friend or a family member that wants to, you know, list their company on Google, but I have to have, like, a spot available for them, right? I never use mine. Because, in fact, my aunt, that's a taquera, all her business comes from word of mouth, right? Because people have tried her tacos. So that's how she gets her business. What if I asked my manager if she would let me offer it to you with my credit, my friends and family credit? What it would do for you guys, Angel, is it would, in fact, waive the setup fee. So you would save $99 there, and it would bring down the monthly to $249. So you're saving an additional $50, okay? Now, with it, you know, we're going to ask you for a four-month verbal commitment to stick it out with us for 4 months, but you're paying monthly, right?
Okay.
If I could get that approval, okay, you would pay $249 today and then $249 every month that you're with us, even if you were with us for 6 months or 6 years, okay? Your price would never change because you're coming in at my rate. If I can get that approval, would that be sufficient enough for you to give us a shot today? Would that work
yeah.
for you guys?
Yeah, that could work.
Okay. When can you speak with Heidel to see, you know, if he gives you, like, the bendición on it? I'm assuming you speak Spanish, right? I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Because I know that you guys got to be on the same page, right?
Yeah. Well, I did talk to him
uh-huh.
about it, like, 2 days ago, and he said it sounds good and all that.
Yeah.
But it was just the pricing then.
Okay.
But,
so what's the pricing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
So if you can make that happen, I'm pretty sure he'd go along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So are you able to kind of speak with him to see, you know, what he says? Because I can get the credit. I just want to make sure that you guys, it would work for you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. When can you speak with him?
Maybe after work.
Okay. What time are you off?
We're off like around 3:30.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So listen, talk with him. I'm here until 4 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
Let him know that I can bring you guys in at my rate, okay, at the $249 a month. No más que es como compromiso verbal de cuatro meses, right? Does he speak Spanish or English? Or he speaks both?
We both speak both, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, my Spanish is como de pocha, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But you can understand me, right, when I talk Spanish?
Yeah.
It's so funny. You know, years ago when I was like in my early 20s, I used to work for the school district with the bilingual students, right, for Buena Park Junior High.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the kids would tease me. They would like, well, back then my last name was Juarez. And they're like, Mrs. Juarez, hablas el español como de pocha. And I'm like, is that an insult? Or a compliment, right?
Yeah.
I would tell them, what do you mean by that? And what they would say is because they're like, oh, because you're Americana, right? But speaking Spanish. I'm all, listen, it's not my fault. You know, my parents didn't teach me Spanish, but I was my grandpa's favorite because I spoke it, you know? Por eso fui la consentida de mi abuelo, you know? But So that's why when I speak with like Spanish-speaking clients and I tell them, look, te voy a pedir disculpas porque mi español es como de pocha, pero aunque sea me van a poder entender. And they just laugh. They're like, I go, look, if you correct me on a word, it's okay. Because you know it's kind of confusing, right, when you have como las palabras femeninas, right, and then you have the masculine, you know, words. It's like él or goes with this or, you know, it could be a little confusing, but I get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Angel, speak with Jairo, okay? Let him know that I can get you guys at my credit at the $249 a month, and it would stay that same price, but it's just you guys committing to us for 4 months to stick it out with us, okay?
Okay.
Should I give you a call, say, like around what, 4 o'clock, or do you think, I mean, I don't know how long you're going to need to talk with him.
I could probably text him and then see if he replies.
Okay. Let him know.
Around 3:40-ish.
I'll
send you a text or something.
Yeah, send me a text. Let me text you again so this way you have my text message. Hold on real quick. And then you could just reply back like, hey, Nadine, he said, yeah, can you give me a call so that way we can set it up and then you and I can set it up. Okay, let me just send this to you. Because as long as you respond to the text message, I'll get the text. Okay, so I'm just resending you with my name, number, and my extension, okay? And if I don't hear from you before I leave, you know, I'll hit you back up, Angel, just to see si le dio el bendición o si te dijo que no. Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. It was nice talking with you again. So I'll talk with you later on, all right?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.